Good evening, everybody. My name is Leon Redbone.
I'm Nora Jones.
Merry Christmas to all from MC Hammer and the Posse. The thrill is never gone.
This is Steve Miller.
This is Leanne Rimes, and you're listening to The Sounds of Christmas
podcast.
Hi, I'm Ken Kessler, and welcome to The Sounds of Christmas podcast. If you're new to this podcast, I want to start by saying thanks for joining us. If you're not new, welcome back. Either way, I'm glad you're here. Now, to avoid any confusion, I want to start off by saying there won't be any music played here. This is a place for conversation. I'll talk about Christmas music and some related topics, sometimes by myself and sometimes with guests. If you're looking for music, just go to soundsofchristmas.com and click on the tree or the player on the front page or on the Listen Now page. We play the best variety of Christmas music all year long. Well, except in October, when we play the best variety of Halloween music. I'm posting this on Leon Day, and a very happy Leon Day to all who celebrate. For those who don't know, Leon Day is June 25th. The date of June 25th marks the turning point when Christmas begins to come closer on the calendar, 6 months from Christmas Day, and the point on the calendar when the Christmas yet to come is now closer than the most recent Christmas past. While the exact origin of Leon Day doesn't seem to be known, it is closely tied into Christmas in July, which I covered a couple years ago, and I'll pop a link to that episode down in the show notes for anyone that would like to find out about that. Leon Day is an unofficial holiday, and it's a day for Christmas lovers to begin thinking about and preparing for the holiday season. Some people use the day to start crafting homemade gifts, planning Christmas decorations, or even beginning their holiday shopping, if you can believe it. For others, and I think probably for most of us, it's a time to bring a bit of the Christmas spirit into the summer by watching holiday movies, listening to Christmas music, and even baking some festive holiday treats. Leon Day is all about getting into the holiday mood well before December. Even though the exact origins of Leon Day are unclear, the concept has caught on, especially among those who enjoy crafting holiday preparations or simply love the festive spirit of Christmas. The playfulness of the holiday, with Leon being Noel spelled backwards, adds to the charm of this mid-year celebration. I thought I would use Leon Day as a day to officially announce the schedule for the Sounds of Christmas through the end of the year. Next week, on July 1st, I'll kick off the Sounds of Christmas from A to Z on the Sounds of Christmas station. Starting at 6 a.m. Eastern, I'll be playing almost every song in our library in alphabetical order by title. That will be immediately followed by the Sounds of Christmas from A to Z, the Artist's Edition, where I'll be playing almost every artist in our library in alphabetical order. And as usual, this fall, the Sounds of Christmas briefly becomes the Sounds of Halloween. On October 1st, we'll switch to Halloween music, and that will continue for the entire month all the way through Halloween night. And then, on November 1st, the new season of the Sounds of Christmas will begin, featuring the best variety of Christmas music, including hundreds of brand new songs, many of which are still being recorded and prepared for the upcoming season. There are also a couple of special shows in the works for December, and I'll share more about those as we get closer. And I have a bunch of artist interviews already lined up for this fall on the Sounds of Christmas podcast, but I'm going to hold off on dropping any names until those are recorded and ready to go. Technical issues and scheduling conflicts happen, but I'll do my best to bring on people who love Christmas and Christmas music almost as much as I do. Is that everything that's happening on the Sounds of Christmas station and podcast? No, of course not. But I don't want to spoil everything, so I just hope you've heard enough to entice you to stick around or to come back. Thanks so much for listening, helping me share some Christmas spirit, and for continuing to support the Sounds of Christmas station and podcast. I already told you how to listen to the station, and you're listening to the podcast now, so my work here is just about done. All of our episodes are available on the Sounds of Christmas website. Just click the podcast tab. And we also have a Linktree page that lists most, if not all, of the sites that stream the Sounds of Christmas podcast. So you can click on that, find your favorite, and then head on over and subscribe so you never miss another episode. If you have comments or suggestions on this episode, previous episodes, or the Sounds of Christmas station, feel free to reach out to me on social media or through the website. And if you're listening to this on your phone, you can also click the send us a text message link and connect that way. Thanks again. And may you always believe in Santa Claus.